Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Okay, 713-780-3776. I lived in Chicago a long time ago, and I haven't followed. But Mark Giangreco, he's been in Chicago since 1982.
He did the show Cheaters.
No, Mark Giangreco? No, he's a sportscaster.
Joey Greco. Okay.
No. Apparently,
he got stabbed.
He called his coworker ditzy, and he got fired, or he's out.
No.
Ditzy. Ditzy is it's blonde. It means you're...
Yeah, it's not the... I mean, it's not a term of endearment, necessarily.
No.
You're saying you're kind of flighty.
Yeah, flighty.
Dingy.
Yeah. Yeah, ditzy.
He said that about a woman?
Yeah, she was a woman.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, not surprising that they caught... He caught it for that.
Really? But that's a fire.
It's not surprising.
Fired now?
I'm not
that's
surprised
called
by it.
To the office and gets taught. So I hear there's not cancel culture.
He's got 18 months left on his contract. They agreed on a settlement. He's out.
I don't understand how that's not a come to the office or even a 1 week suspension.
Well, has he had a history of doing stuff like this or not? I don't know. I'm asking.
If he's been in Chicago a long time, he's probably got a history. Like, you've got a history of things, and they're not on the... Well, they're on the record, but you got a history of things, but you're not in Chicago.
Yeah.
I would think he's got a history
I guess it was on
things.
The set. He said it about the anchor, Cheryl Burton.
Oh, it's not on radio.
The news anchor. He told news anchor Cheryl Burton she could play the ditzy combative interior decorator on a hypothetical DIY show.
What?
Apparently he's had three prior suspensions for comments or tweets deemed inappropriate.
Oh, here's...
So he's had a history. This was the final straw.
She's complained to management. She seems sensitive.
Well, he has done this multiple times, not necessarily ditzy, so they have a record of him doing stuff that's had issues with. I'm just reading the story.
No,
I don't
because
know.
She complains doesn't mean that it's...
What?
It's deserved.
Well, I'm just telling you that this isn't the first time they've had to discipline him.
Yeah, no. Well, because she complains about him.
No, I'm not... This isn't all about her.
No, right. Well, seems like Cheryl's kind
of... He's tweeted stuff, so... It's been public knowledge that he's done things that have pissed people off, and I guess this was the final straw.
Yeah. Oh, final straw. Ditzy.
Well,
this whole country.
That is kind of weak.
This whole country sucks.
But that's not much to say in a hypothetical DIY. He's basically saying a character, like a caricature of something you see on DIY reality shows. That is weird to take heat over that. Maybe it was they just came to an agreement. Maybe they wanted to get rid of him. I don't know what he said previously. Did he call her a dingy broad at some point?
Well.
Did he get suspended for that previously? Maybe he can't stop doing that.
I guess we can't ever listen to Frank Sinatra again.
Well, he's...
Whatever,
dead.
Dummy.
The lady is a tramp.
So let me put this in perspective. What if the first time he goes, yeah, sure, Dumbo. Your blonde is showing. Okay, suspended.
No, suspended.
That's the first one.
Well,
listen, Greg.
Is she blonde?
Listen, Greg.
No. Who is Cheryl?
Are you
What's
sure
her
you're
not
a blonde?
She's not blonde.
Okay, first suspension. The
Cheryl
second one.
What?
She's not blonde.
Burton.
I know, but let me just take you through, like, what if it happened like this the first time? Are you sure you're not a blonde? That comment makes you sound like a blonde. You guys have a great weekend, Chicago. Okay, Greg, we're going to have to suspend you. You can't say that. You're insulting our intelligence. Maybe the second one he goes, oh, this reminds me of what Mel Sharples used to always say. You dingy broad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen, Greg. We got to suspend you again. You called your co-host a dingy broad. And maybe the third time he goes, you're just a ditzy whatever, blah, blah, blah. Maybe that's what happened, John. Maybe they had to get rid of him because he already called somebody a dingbat and all that stuff.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, Cheryl Burton's kind of hot, so whatever. It's fine.
What does that mean?
I mean, is she worth all the complaints? Okay, I get it. She's okay. She's okay.
Is she worth the complaints? And what did you come up with?
Okay.
Is she worth hanging on to?
No. Gian Greco, I mean, he's been there forever. Since 82.
Yeah, he's got good.
Well, he said this about one of your favorites. His most infamous on-air incident was his 99 remark about Chicago Bears great Walter Payton. Appeared shriveled up and said he looked like Gandhi as he was, you know, dying from a liver condition.
What?
Yeah.
Well, did he look like Gandhi? I don't know. I didn't see Walter.
Your guy is terrible.
He's not.
He has some other ones, Dell. What are his other greatest hits?
That's from 99. You mean it took 22 years?
I'm for thinking him
to,
this is
to,
just
to have
no,
a faux pas.
It's a long
thing
run
is
of
probably
things.
Just a long line of like, God,
you,
let's
I,
just.
I said he's had a string of this, and we kept talking about this one
what
thing.
What string? What?
I said that I don't read his tweets. I don't follow him, but they said he's had multiple tweets, and they've had to discipline
him for
it.
In this sensitive world.
Ooh. You know what John's most nervous about? Yikes, if he could get got for that.
Right. Well, no, that's...
Is you got your red fish,
ABC,
blue fish,
no,
anti-Asian shirt on.
That's Disney. No.
Dr. Seuss shirt.
I just dabbed on Matt Thomas, okay?
Ooh.
I did. Matt Thomas put out a tweet that he's got. He said, wearing this today, we run the game, Cullen Hoops Club. He's got a Cougar basketball shirt on. I said, I'm wearing this today. I win. Hashtag Team Easterby.
Is that why you're taking a picture of yourself? Yeah. I was wondering why you were taking a picture of yourself. Like
my shirt.
Why is John doing a selfie?
I just did, not a selfie. I did just my shirt.
Yeah, that is a, that's that shirt. I like the Coug shirt over you.
No, I win. Team Easterby wins every time.
Team Easterby hasn't, well, he
oh,
wins.
Oh, did Team Easterby trade for Shaq Lawson yesterday?
No.
Yeah.
Nick Casario, I think, did that.
Well, that's Team Easterby. Is he on Team Easterby? Yes.
Is that a good trade?
Oh, you don't think Casario's on Team Easterby after he got him a bajillion dollar contract?
So you're rubber stamping that trade as a good one?
Yeah, it's a great trade.
Okay.
All right. And trading for Marcus Cannon. Everybody needs a Marcus Cannon.
A 32-year-old Marcus Cannon? Yeah. Everyone needs him?
Yeah.
The Patriots didn't need him, apparently.
No. Well, the Patriots are stupid. Look at their how terrible. They signed Cam Newton to a $14 million deal. Mm. Okay. You just got over on that idiot organization. Bill O'Brien apparently is taking over for Bill Belichick.
Which franchise signed Whitney Merciless?
Bill O'Brien?
No, but which franchise?
Bill O'Brien.
Which franchise did
that,
it?
That doesn't, you cannot claim anything that Bill O'Brien
Jackie
did is your
be
own.
He's still here, and he was here for that, right?
Yeah.
But now,
okay.
It's sure. Nick Casario.
Nick is fixing things. They added Marcus Cannon yesterday. They added Shaq Lawson. They got rid of Bernardrick McKinney, who I actually think is a good fit for the Dolphins. I actually think that's a fairly shrewd move by the Dolphins. And although they're going to obviously have to redo his contract, I would assume, unless they just want to let it roll off. How much time does Shaq Lawson have? He just came over to the Dolphins.
Well, a year. They traded him after a year.
No. How much time on a contract?
I think he has 2 years left.
So this could be a one and done, or it could be a 2 year. I'm sure they can cut him loose by next year if they want. But Shaq Lawson is a 4-3 end. He can play strong. He's not a great rusher. He's a power end.
He's got 1 year here. Shaq Lawson's got 1 year here. That'll be it.
You think so?
Yeah. No, he's got an out. I think he's got an out after this. He ain't staying here. Who's going to stay here?
Is this the retire if you go to the Texans? Well, Charles Menehu said he sent him a message saying, "What's up, brudda?" or something like that.
Mm.
And then Shaq said, "We're going to do this." And so now.
Did Deshaun send it to him?
No, Deshaun did not.
Shaq Lawson's cap hit in 2022 will be 9. He has a base salary of 8.9. It cost the Texans no money to get rid of him after 21.
You're right.
Yeah.
But I don't know if Shaq opts. I don't know if he opts out of 8.9. The Texans might decide, beat it.
Yeah, he ain't opting out of that.
Well, we'll see. But he's going to have a huge year here.
Okay.
Deshaun Watson's last tweet. Well, because we got to check the tweet to see what's happening. Great win, FC Bayern. That's his.
That's what he said.
Team. Yeah, Champions League.
Oh, like Arsenal's win this weekend? No,
that wasn't a Champions League. It was
doesn't matter. It was one of the great wins in school history.
Who do they? It's not a school. It's a team. Who do they beat or club?
No one knows.
No, it's actually something you could find out really easily.
I don't know.
We back the work comes first, Deshaun. showing his shoes and some cleats and some warm-ups, a really expensive bag, and he's, you know, a workout place. So the work is continuing.
The work continues, yeah, because he's getting ready for the Texan season.
Did he drop a pin so we know where he is so we can freak out about whether he's training in Miami? Like everyone freaks out every time he's in Miami?
Don't drop a pin.
Did he drop a pin?
More.
Volt PT. That's physical therapy. Volt physical therapy, Dell.
I don't know what that is.
Well, I don't know if they have several locations, but Volt physical therapy is in... Oh, please let it be Houston. Please let Deshaun still be a Texan. Please let... Oh, it doesn't say where they are. Please let Deshaun be a Texan.
You gotta...
It's probably Houston.
Is it in San Francisco or Chicago? Where are the locations?
Ooh! I think it might be in Houston, brudda.
Ooh, see? He's gonna be a Texan. You see?
Look at that. Volt therapy in Houston. Bel Air.
Ooh, just got dabbed
on.
You just got dabbed on.
Sorry, you can't get him now, Dell.
I don't want him.
Yeah, you
I said it multiple times. I don't care if Deshaun gets traded to the
Dolphins.
Oh,
but if he does?
It'd be fine. I'm not going to freak out.
Oh, you're going to be...
No,
you know
I'm
what?
Not.
Houston is
Why
gonna,
do you think that? I don't. That's not my personality to freak
Houston
out about
is
anything.
Freak out. Houston is going to freak out when Deshaun Watson plays for the Texans this year. He keeps doing all this, I'm not going to play, I'm not going to play, I'm not going to play, and he's going to feel backed into a corner to not play. But I don't think the Texans are going to trade him. I just don't.
I don't.
It makes more sense to move him next year.
All right. When we come back.
But you don't think they would move him after June 1st because you don't know the positions of the draft?
Nope.
You think? But they could make him sit out for the whole year and then trade him.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Because he comes back with the same. Now, unless he comes in, I got a hamstring and sits the whole year.
Well, there's no good quarterbacks. You could end up potentially dealing him for the number one pick of the draft. Next year.
Well, if he comes back and hamstrings you, then you're going to have to trade him before camp.
Okay, let's
or during camp.
Let's say the Texans are the worst team in football, and they get the first pick, and then let's say Deshaun sits out the whole year. The Texans get the first pick, and the second worst team in football is
the Jets.
Okay, they've already got a quarterback, presumably this year. And then the third worst court team is maybe. You better if you.
Ooh, who is going to be the third worst team?
Probably the Cowboys.
Probably the Patriots.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Deshaun becomes the number three pick again. Like if you hang on to him.
Yeah,
you can probably get the exact same thing,
dude,
and you don't take a cap hit, and you don't have to pay him this year.
There will be plenty of teams that need quarterbacks again next year. Plenty of teams.
Because this is not a one-year rebuild. People will say, you got to get something for Deshaun. Yeah, no, we're going to.
Yeah. And, oh, by the way, the cap is going to go way up, so you can afford to lose that $22 million cap hit.
We may be on
you
something
can.
Here, Del.
So at 912 ESPN 97.5, when we come back, I want to ask you if you have any idea about any of these movies.
Okay.
Next, right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, I want to talk about my peeps over at the MMA law firm, McClenny, Mosley, and Associates, MMA. These guys are awesome. And here's the deal about with them. These guys are going to make sure that your insurance needs are taken care of. Your insurance company is probably screwing you after the huge freeze or whatever it is. I mean, your roof is damaged from hail or whatever, and you're trying to get your insurance company to do, no, whatever it is that happened to your business or your home or whatever, the MMA law firm is here for you. They can advise you on the best course of action. They will review your insurance policy and your claim for free. They will review it, and then they can advise you on the best course of action. And let them take care of the insurance company because you don't know. And listen, if the insurance company is continuing to say, no, 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 this is your only recourse. This is what these guys do. These are the best in the business. Let the large loss attorneys take care of your insurance company. Let them fight it out because you ain't going to win. They will. LargeLossAttorneys.com, LargeLossAttorneys.com.
ESPN. 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 916 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. 713-780-3776 to hang out with us here. The big stories from this weekend, well, the Cougs getting a two seed. How about that? Texas Southern winning. Now they have to play in the play-in game, Mount St. Mary's. And then they, which one seed did they get? Michigan? Did they get Michigan after that? I forget which one seed they get. But that didn't work out all that great. They do get to play in the play-in game. So maybe you get yourself a win, which would be nice if you're Texas Southern. And then you get a one seed. So that'll be awfully difficult. What did you think about UCLA and Michigan State hooking up in a play-in game?
You don't usually see that.
No. No.
Usually well, it's 11 small
seeds.
Schools.
No, but 11 seeds, now they're doing that. Two of the games are going to be 16 seeds, and two of the games are going to be 13s or 11s.
When you look at it from a historical standpoint, you got Tom Izzo team, team, although they've been up and down. But, yeah, it's up and down, man. Up and down the this has really been inverted. If you look at the top two seeds and then you look at some of the old powerhouse teams from where they are right now, Duke not even making it, it's strange to see the tournament what it looked like. But that's I like I actually like UCLA in that one.
You do?
Yeah,
a lot of people like Michigan State had played the schedule that they played.
Their hard schedule.
And the games that they won, pretty flipping impressive. That is a hell of a game to start. Mick Cronin's a hell of a coach for UCLA. It'll be interesting to see. That'll be a fun game. That's Thursday. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, the first two rounds of the tournament, as opposed to Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That'll be fun on Monday to have all those games. This is pretty nice. But then it gets back to the Thursday schedule, I think. It gets back to Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Now, here's the deal. Did you see, okay, if teams can't get there by tomorrow, if somebody is ruled ineligible, Louisville's in.
Yeah.
Louisville's in. There are four teams.
And that's very possible.
Yeah.
That's very.
Virginia and Kansas both had to leave their tournaments.
And Virginia's got a pretty good squad. Virginia, Kansas, and Duke all had to leave their tournaments.
Yeah.
Duke, too.
Yeah.
So they're not messing around now. And now that they're in a bubble, they're really not messing around.
Well, Duke wasn't in.
They weren't in anyway. But at this point.
No, but Duke had to leave.
They had to leave, but they weren't in.
They were going to make it unless they won the tournament, the ACC tournament. Right now, Virginia.
But they hadn't lost the ACC tournament.
No.
But they weren't. No. But they are not in the big tournament.
No, but. They had to leave the ACC tournament. If they had won that,
yeah, sure.
They would have been in.
They wouldn't have won it.
As of now, Virginia is in quarantine till the day before their game.
Friday.
Yes. So the rule is you're supposed to be able to tell the officials by Tuesday whether you're going to be able to play or not. And then if that were to happen, if you can't play, then Louisville will be the next team in.
Or if you have any positives today or tomorrow, you're out.
Yeah, you have to. Well, if you have positive, Virginia's in quarantine to avoid that, so they're keeping everyone away from each other. So if someone tested positive, they couldn't go. Like Kansas can't take three of their players initially for the first round, their first game. Now, if they advance, they may get those guys back for the second game because you have to test out 7 days in a row before you can make
right.
the trip.
Right.
So this is what teams have to consider.
And well, who knows, it's got to be by tomorrow because once the tournament starts on Thursday, you can't have no replacements. Zero replacements.
Well, you can't get another replacement team, yeah.
Pardon me?
Yeah. You have to be able to tell the officials whether you're going to be able to make it by Tuesday at some time.
But seriously, you should be good, though, because if they're all going to be in a bubble, and you're tested before you even go into the bubble, you should be good.
Well, the teams have been told if you have, as long as you have five, you can show up and play. So even if you have like six guys,
my team is on the court.
Yeah, you can go with five.
Oh, so no one's going to get kicked out.
Well, unless Virginia, if you test positive today or tomorrow, you got 7 straight days of testing. Dude. If I'm Gonzaga, I'm like, dude, guys, if I'm Mark Few, guys, go straight home. Do not talk to anyone. Honestly, I have not seen anyone picking a bracket that hasn't picked Gonzaga. Is Gonzaga your champ?
I had to choose. Sure, I'm not going to speak like an expert about the season, but yeah, if I had to take one, I'd take Gonzaga to win.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you can pick anybody else, really. Baylor, I saw, that Oklahoma State Baylor game was excellent. Did you watch any of that?
Yeah.
That was excellent. And
there were some good games over the weekend. I got into the tournament a little bit.
Not finally showing up, but he's showing up more. But this talk that this is the best draft in, what did you say, Dell, 20 years?
It was a hype video by ESPN that said it's the most loaded top five. Even though we've had history and results to tell us that the 2003 one was pretty loaded. But they're suggesting it's just a video to get people hyped up about the draft and a tournament. But yeah, Jalen Suggs, the Gonzaga players mentioned, Cade Cunningham, obviously. And if it's even nearly as good as that video suggested, it's good for the Rockets because then you'll have options.
Well, if they can get the ping pong balls.
Yes, they need that to happen, but they're doing their best.
Wouldn't it be something that they end up fifth or sixth? I mean, honestly.
It's entirely possible.
It's really highly possible, which is 14% of the ping pong balls. But all of these losses, I mean, it's so – if you're not betting – have you been betting against them?
Who?
The Rockets.
I don't do that.
You wouldn't do that?
No.
If you want to be smart. I'm just saying.
I mean, if I give my advice to people, I say, when they say, Lance, who should I take, the Rockets or the other team? This is what I've been saying lately. Rockets are so due after like 16 or 17 losses in a row. But right now, my recommendation is a hard buy on other teams. So right now, when I'm Jim Cramering my Mad Money, and I'm like, right now you look at this, and this is a value play. It's a hedge against losses. And it's going to the top. We are on a heater right now. This is GameStop going from... Right now, GameStop going from like $6 or $4. Right now, we're in the 200s, and I think we're going to get into the 300s with that stock. I would not stop buying stock on – I would not stop short selling the Rockets. Sell the Rockets, short the Rockets. That's what I would say. Short the Rockets every time.
Every time.
And you're going to start making money.
There's not a number you could put on that's big enough.
11 was a number last night. 11, okay. 11 and
a half. Wait. I take it back. Though you wouldn't have won all these bets. They did not cover against Utah. Utah was a 17-point favorite. They won by Utah beat them by 15.
Utah was 17?
17.
Well, that's a real number, though. That's what it should be.
No, that was...
I don't think you should... I think the number should be the number.
I apologize. I said it opened in the show that if you opened up a parlay... that you would have won how many straight times? 9 straight times. That's incorrect because Utah was 17. An NBA game, 17-point favorite. That is unbelievable. All right, I want to know, who do you think best actress and actor nominees are out? Did you see this?
I have not seen it yet. I haven't seen it yet.
What did you think of Viola Davis in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom? What did you think of Andra Day in United States versus Billie Holiday?
You can actually watch that right now on Amazon, I believe.
What did you think of Vanessa Kirby in Pieces of a Woman?
That I've only seen the first 20 minutes, and it's like, I know what's going to happen. It's going to be a bad pregnancy that goes wrong. And it's 20 minutes of them building up to it. It's like, I can't watch anymore.
I thought the same thing. That's exactly what I thought.
You didn't see a minute of it. Frances McDormand in... Nomadland.
Okay, so that's one I actually am going to watch.
On Hulu.
Sure.
It's on Hulu right now.
I've got it on Hulu right now. I've saved it. And Frances McDormand's always good.
Carey Mulligan in Promising Young Woman.
I saw that one.
You saw it?
Yes.
What'd you think?
Bougie.
It doesn't... No. It's not bougie if I illegally stream it. It's less bougie. I would say it's not a feel-good movie.
It's not?
No. If you watch the trailer, it's about a woman who suckers men who... to think she's drunk, and then she goes, "When I told you no, and then she all of a sudden she's sober. What are you doing? And
it's, that's the Cardi B story.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's when you drug him and rob him.
She didn't drug him.
The Cardi B story is when you drug him and rob him.
It's not like a cancelable offense
when you admit I used to drug guys and rob them.
Except like, you're Cardi B, so you don't get canceled.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, that would 100%.
No, not when you're Cardi B. That's fine.
So I actually have heard the Billie Holiday. I know that one. And
you didn't see it,
McDormand. No, by now I usually would have watched all these, but not this year.
No. Riz Ahmed in Sound of Metal.
That's on Amazon, too. Haven't seen it,
Is
though.
Riz Ahmed the one who we always accuse Raheel of being?
Yes. Yeah. Raheel, yeah.
In that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can see all of these. A lot of them you can see. Like
where?
Hulu, United States of Billie Holiday is on Hulu.
Okay.
And Riz Ahmed one's on Amazon.
Okay.
So you can see them. I just haven't seen any of them.
And yeah, I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Chadwick Boseman in Ma Rainey's Black. Oh, he wins automatically, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, Boseman's a W.
He's a win. Anthony Hopkins, The Father.
Haven't seen it.
Never heard of it.
Gary Oldman, Mank.
Yes, I actually started watching it.
I started
That's
too,
a hard watch.
It was,
it's like you're watching
I started Dorothy it and it was and, like about
It's 10 like I'm watching
like,
something from it's like you're watching something from
Citizen Kane.
No, well, Citizen Kane, yeah. Citizen Kane or Dorothy the Wizard of Oz, like a scene from that. It's all black and white.
Does it turn color?
I don't know.
Oh, because it was black and white. I was like, I'm bored.
And Ma Rainey's Black Bottoms on Netflix. So these are all available to us. We're just not watching them.
What about Steven Yeun in Minari?
He's the dude from, he's Glenn from The Walking Dead.
Nope. Don't know that one either.
Didn't see that.
Wow, you're right. I don't know any of these
movies. Not one movie. I have not seen one movie. That's it.
Are the movies out? What are
the movies? Are all out.
I just told you.
No, those are actors and actresses. What about the nominated movies?
Oh, no, I just saw them actors and actresses. Well, they must be. The movie's got to be out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oscar nominations, 2021. Here it is.
For Best Picture. Movie?
Del? Uh-huh. Sound of Metal?
Okay.
Sasha Baron, no, somebody else.
Best Picture. The Father?
Minari, Promising Young Woman. The Father, Judas and the Black Messiah. Okay, that was on Netflix. The Trial of Chicago 7, I actually did watch that. That's not a winner. And Nomadland.
I watched that. I saw The Trial of Chicago 7.
Yeah, it was all right.
And
it was good.
It was fine. I don't think it's going to win an Oscar.
No.
And yeah.
I was really, really young when that was going on. And I remember it.
Abbie Hoffman was a lunatic.
I remember, yeah, Abbie Hoffman. Sound of Metal. Now, he was huge in Chicago. But, yeah, I have no idea which one's going to win because that's the only one I've seen. I'm going to vote for The Trial of Chicago 7 because it's the only one I've seen.
Oh, okay.
928 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776.
So we come back. Thanks for reminding me, Lamont. I think I can't remember if I sent this to you guys or not, but so did you hear about we talked about it. The girls were kneeling during a national anthem of a high school basketball game in Oklahoma.
Yes.
We covered this last week, and one of the announcers was caught on tape making a racial slur, and there has been fallout from it, but there has also been an excuse made.
A wonderful excuse.
There's an excuse made, and we'll tell you why he used rough language with these girls when we come back. It's 9:29 here on The Bench.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. In case you missed it, so dude is an announcer for a women's basketball game in Oklahoma. This is Norman High School. Norman High School, I guess they're in the state tournament. And the girls from Norman that were kneeling? Anyway, the announcer, he didn't know his mic was hot. He stood up for the national anthem. He's got his microphone on. and the girls from Norman High School were kneeling. Dude dropped an N-bomb on them, an effing N-bomb on them, and something else. What else did he say?
No, that was it. Okay. That was all. That was all he said.
So because they were kneeling for the national anthem, he dropped an effing N-bomb. I'm a family man. I'm married. I have two children. And at one time was a youth pastor. I continue to be a member of a Baptist church. I've not only embarrassed and disappointed myself, I've embarrassed and disappointed my family and my friends. I will state that I suffer from type 1 diabetes, and during the game, my sugar was spiking. While not excusing my remarks, it is not unusual when my sugar spikes that I become disoriented and often say things that are not appropriate as well as hurtful. I do not believe that I would have made such horrible statements absent my sugar spiking. So you get Tourette's now? Is that a byproduct of sugar, of too much sugar? Is that what you get?
I didn't know that was a thing, but possibly.
Do you think that this is one of the great excuses of all times?
Great is an interesting word to use. I would think amazing.
You think it's amazing that this dude is now is saying, instead of getting hacked, this guy is Matt Rowan is his name. Matt Rowan is saying, I didn't get hacked. I got sugar.
Well, we heard him. He couldn't have got hacked. Now I'm watching I finished a TV show where you can screw with video, like deep fake stuff. This wasn't a deep fake thing.
No, somebody didn't come in and take over his voice.
No, it was him. He wasn't possessed.
Yeah.
It was sugar levels.
Okay. Yeah. No. He had sugar level. So do we have a caller to the show, Doe?
We do.
Who's calling the show?
This is Matt from Oklahoma.
Hey, Matt, is this Matt Rowan, the announcer?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Matt. We saw this earlier. I think this came out on Friday. Your excuse, you had a sugar problem, then you dropped an effing N-bomb on the girls, right?
Well, sugar-free me did. Proper sugar level me would never say that, and it's not who I am. And with a mixed up sugar level is on a different level. And I just want to go, I'm making the rounds to all the radio stations now. Just letting you know I'm a different person than the one you heard using that coarse language on them girls that were kneeling like unpatriotic terrorists or whatever. But I'm a different guy. Oh, see, okay.
Wait.
Here we go.
Whoa. How's your wait a minute. Do you have a candy bar handy?
I'm a little bit disoriented right now.
Or do you need a shot of insulin right away before you do this interview?
I'm just going to take a bite of pecan pie, but go ahead.
Well, maybe your sugar's spiking, so you need insulin instead. I don't know how that works. I'm not sure how that works, but I don't think you should maybe. I don't think.
Holy
Matt.
Holy moly, this is. So anyway.
Matt, stop eating that pecan pie.
Getting past that, it was a heck of a basketball game. Did you want to talk about the game?
No, I want to talk about you dropping N-bombs on those high school girls. That's what we were talking about. But it was your sugar. Did your insulin get hacked or something? What happened?
It was, and that's the thing, is sometimes one of my children will play a joke on me. I need sugar, as you know, to balance it out. I don't know if you have the diabetes or not, but if you've ever had someone put stevia inside one of your, like, sometime I'll just take a sugar packet and put it straight directly in my mouth to keep me from saying bad language and slurs. In this particular case, my son thought he was playing a funny ha-ha, and he put that fan in here. He put stevia in my sugar container, and I'm just doing a handful of, like, sugar bay. I'm just doing a handful of sugar all over.
Ooh.
And I thought I was cleared from saying slurs, because that's not me. It's a lot like the people with the tourists that just can yell out, and how come they don't get in trouble? Let's talk about that for a second. How come the Tourette's people are allowed to say any old daggum thing, but then the sugar level people, I think that's what we're called, sugar people is what we'll call us. The sugar people can't say anything. We get canceled right off the bat for saying things that are sugar related. And then the Tourette's people get to say any old thing they want about people kneeling and people from other countries and things.
Well,
it's not fair that the sugar people are the ones who get treated like the sorry people, like they're the kings and we're the sorry people.
Well, I don't know. I've ever heard the expression the sugar people. You're the first person I've ever heard that sugar causes you to get Tourette's. So you may be a case study. You may be a scientific. You're going to be an experiment. Listen, you may have started a trend here. All the people with diabetes.
Oh, nuts.
They're going to start just throwing words out.
Is one of the things that happened in that, and also that actually the audio is not real clear. If you listen to it, there's a bunch of beats. It doesn't mean I actually said those things. If you listen, you're going to hear beats. And this is a deep fake from the Russians putting in what they consider to break us up out of unity and make it more polarized country. They had me saying some things that I didn't even say, and you're biting right into it. You're biting right into this.
You think the Russians are creating chaos at an Oklahoma girls basketball game?
The sugar people on high school. This is how it starts. They get high school announcers from women's basketball games in Oklahoma because you don't know any better. That's how it happens. You think, well, surely the Russians wouldn't be involved in this. Yep. And was my sugar level off? Yeah, it was. And you add it all up together, and this is how they win. This is how they separate us. You know, I just want to forget the whole thing. But you know what? Let's start over on this whole thing. And let's act like this did never happen. I'm going to keep my sugar where it's supposed to be.
I think you need some insulin, sir, so that you don't.
I got to get some medicine.
You're
like I said, but now you see, right?
Yeah.
I see. Crazy thing, and I don't have any control. You hear it?
I hear it. Yeah,
you
I hear
it.
Yeah, I heard.
And it's Russian.
Yeah, I heard an Italian slur in there somewhere. I was a little offended, but I would not ever
slur any of y'all people.
So I think the medical community is you're going to be a case study. You're going to be you're breaking ground here, new ground here.
Yeah,
this is the first diabetes take we've ever had. Tourette's case we've ever had.
And hopefully my apology will smooth things over between us and the community of people who get easily offended by stuff that's not even real.
Oh, my. We got the audio of you. You sound a little different, but I hope your diabetes, I hope you get some help with your diet. Get some insulin somewhere. That'd be great. And then maybe you can do another. Nah, you'll never work again. It was good talking. It was good to meet you.
What about the Tourette's people?
Well,
what
do you, they don't. I don't know many Tourette's people that are announcing basketball games. You know, that problem. And now with your case with diabetes, I'm pretty sure you just ruined it for everyone with sugar. Okay?
Why don't you go on people with arthritis? You hadn't done that yet.
Well.
Make it fair.
My hand.
Oh, he hung up. He didn't like your close to the interview. Oh. Yeah, I listened to it. Yeah. Look, the guy we heard.
I wanted you to play
it. You wanted me to play it, and I listened to it. I was like, I can't play that. There's no beeps in this.
There's no beeps in it?
No. I listened to the guy, the live sound from Mark. It didn't sound like an instant, like, oh, Twitch reaction. It wasn't like it was brought on. It's like he seemed very calm.
Did he?
He wasn't thrilled.
That's what I thought when I heard it. I heard it, the beep version, but it sounded like a thought out. It sounded like this is my mindset.
Mm-hmm.
It did not sound.
That's
like,
not him though.
It did not sound like two.
That's
rats.
My favorite. That's not me.
That's not who I
That's
am.
That's my favorite. That's not who
anybody
I am.
Anybody who knows
that was me,
me
last week.
Yeah. Anybody.
I've changed.
I do these things when I read his apology. I do these things when I get kind of
sugar
wonky on sugar. It happens. I get disoriented and say inappropriate things. That's what the guy said. I got to try that against my wife.
Love him.
I got to try. Yeah. Like, why didn't you pick this stuff? Because you know sugar. I get disoriented when I have had too much sugar.
When I had candy. You know what? I had a Snickers bar.
You keep bringing home this king cake, and this is what happens.
I got sugar. Oh, 944 ESPN 97.5. I got to talk right now about my man Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite. Absolute Marble and Granite. I've been telling you for years about your patio, your outdoor kitchen, about your tile, your granite, about your countertops, about your vanities, everything. And Absolute Marble and Granite is going to be able to come to your home, and you're going to be able to make it look good. Well, now, I mean, you're in a situation. I don't know what kind of situation you're in. You know, after Harvey, Jeff was just swamped forever. And now after the Arctic blast where all of the pipes busted and everything else, and Jeff once again is out there and he's blowing and going, trying to make sure that as many people as he possibly can, he's redoing. And it's not just putting in the counters. It's putting in entire rooms. It's putting in entire outdoor kitchen. It's putting in entire maybe even multiple rooms in a house. It's what Jeff do every day. So if you're looking for a guy that can help you out in a pinch, in a bad, bad time, it's horrible. He's going to give you 20% off because you're an ESPN 97.5 listener. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822.
If you can't get enough of your favorite ESPN 97.5 show, we've got just the thing for you. And it's not f***ing safe for work. For all the uncensored interaction, head over to twitch.tv/ESPN975.
Say what?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 947 ESPN 97.5. I think that Matt Rowan guy is related to Bernie the Wolf. He sounded a little bit, I guess, a little different than Bernie the Wolf. When are we going to get a Bernie the Wolf draft update?
Well, we need to get Hatchet Man on for the tournament.
Yeah.
For some picks on tournament
and
games.
We need picks on tournament
and
games.
Then and then with draft coming Bernie up, yeah, Bernie the Wolf needs to come on for his friend ball scores. He's got an analytics-driven rating where a lot of his draft revolves around how nice people are and friendly because he thinks that leads to good locker room dynamics. I'm for that, but I don't decide people's draft ratings based on that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do you take it into account when you're writing up guys?
I mean, if they're bad people, I do, but that's it.
That's all.
Other than that, I mean, I don't.
You don't give them credit for being a good person?
Yeah, I give you credit. I don't change your whole draft grade because you're a nice person.
Didn't Christian Wilkins get drafted higher because of what a good person he was?
High character. I think it's because he also was pretty good. Like Tyler Higbee.
Yeah, but
our intern, I didn't have a great grade on him when I wrote him up.
But did you give him a better grade when you found out what a nice guy he was?
I mean, retroactively, I raised it. No.
Yeah.
I said, can you go back and change this from 2019? And they said, for what? Or 2020? I said,
he's a nice guy.
I got to know him a little bit.
Well, matter of fact, he's not here for the next 2 weeks. He's going to Michigan State's pro day. He's going to try.
Good for him.
Work out again. Yeah.
Yeah, good for him. The Daniel Ewing is going to join us on Wednesday to help you fill out your bracket. He is a college best basketball expert and analyst, and formerly of Willow Ridge, formerly of Duke. This guy knows what it. He had to have won a national championship, right? Has Final Fours. Had to have.
Daniel Ewing? I mean, it's not like they win it every year. I don't know. Did Daniel Ewing win a national championship at Duke?
They got there a lot.
He won a state championship at Willow Ridge, right? Yeah. They won. That was a kick-ass team. So headlines today, Shaq Lawson traded here by the Dolphins to the Texans for Bernardrick McKinney and then swapping some picks in the fourth, fifth, and sixth. Oh, no. That's a late pick that was swapped. Marcus Cannon was fourth, fifth, and sixth round picks that were swapped between the Texans and the Patriots. So that happened as well. So you got Marcus Cannon and you got Shaq Lawson. Couple of guys that are better players than you had here.
You added Christian Kirksey late last week.
Right.
Who is a linebacker who will be probably be a starter. So you're piecing some things together. I don't think any of these moves are long-term. Although I do think there is a chance that Lawson could play his way into a new deal as a base end, 4-3. Not a great rusher, but you know, a guy who's a strong run defender who maybe can reduce inside and be a rusher, although – how big is he, Nell? Dell, like still in the 260s, probably?
Yeah. He's about 265, something like that.
So there is a chance that he could be more than a one-year player. That's possible. I mean, he needs to get to where he was with Buffalo.
Name a
where,
better defensive end that they have
well,
right
Buffalo,
now.
Well, Buffalo, no, I mean, I don't know. But Buffalo, when he was here, he had
guy
6
who did very little. He had 7 games, Dell?
Who, Lawson?
Oh, no. Did Lawson play the whole season?
I think he played, was it 14?
14. He had, but the year before he had 13.5 tackles for loss with Buffalo and he had 6.5 sacks. 13 tackles for loss, 6.5 sacks. If you get that guy, yeah, I'm good with that kind of guy. Now,
no, he's automatically your best defensive lineman.
Now, I think Aminihu may heat up a little bit this year as a rusher. They need someone with some juice. Like, I don't know what they're going to do with Jacob Martin. I think they're going to try to make Jacob Martin an off-the-ball linebacker who can rush on third downs. I wouldn't want to just give Jacob Martin away.
I just saw somebody who apparently that thinks they know something. Oh, Jacob Martin is perfect for Lovie Smith defense. He's a defensive end for Lovie Smith. He's perfect for it.
Well, he's an up-the-field guy, but I think Jacob Martin is maybe 240.
And?
Now, he could be a rush. He could be a designated pass rusher.
Yeah, well, great. He's going to be in
And you bump Aminihu down or you bump Lawson down or you bring Jacob Martin in? There's a chance.
Yeah, no.
He's not expensive.
Down. No.
Not right now.
No, but you can't have him on the field on a running play. I mean, or they go for and 3rd and 7 and they run right at, because he's coming up the field, they run right at him and takes himself out of the play and they pick up 8 or 9 yards on a running play on 3rd down and you're screwed. But Jacob Martin taking on a tackle or, God forbid, a double team, he'll die. I mean, he can't play defensive end.
Whitney?
Can he? He can't play with his hand down.
I wouldn't want. He's listed at 242. No. He's a 3-4 outside linebacker.
Don't you have to be
but
two?
He could
even
be,
260, you're going to be light, right?
No. Oh, no. That's about where you want to be. So Lovey's defense had Mark Anderson. Remember him?
Yeah.
He got down into the 230s.
Yeah.
He played with Lovey and those guys, and he got after the quarterback. So. But he also ended up coming to Houston. He didn't stay there long term. And yeah, no, I think Jacob Martin could be a designated pass rusher, a DPR, where he comes in on 3rd downs. No, on 1st and 2nd downs, you can't have a guy 240 pounds who's 6'2". He's not big and strong enough.
No, you just can't. That's impossible. No, that's not.
You got to have some level of functional strength to set a point against guys who are going to be 80 pounds heavier than you. No, that's too much. An 80-pound difference is just not going to be great.
Zach Greinke named game one starter for your Houston Astros. Correa homeward yesterday. Jordan back. Bregman coming back tomorrow. And so things are looking good. The Astros won again, entering training, kicking everybody's ass every game. It's just Lance McCullers looked really, really good. 6 strikeouts, I believe, in 4. Did he throw 4? Did he throw 3? Maybe 3 innings? I forget what it was. Anyway, he had 6 strikeouts and looked really, really good. So that is a real positive. I figure Lance is probably your game 2 starter. Probably your game 2 starter. We'll see what happens. Not that it matters. They got Oakland in the first 4 games of the season, and then they go to Anaheim for 2. Oakland doesn't really have whatever. It's not like you can't beat their. It's not like, you know, it's Scherzer or a top of the rotation guy that you can't beat. But it's a little surprising to me that Greinke. I think it's got a lot to do with that Greinke. You know, the stuff that he's been saying about
you really think so?
Yeah,
I mean, he'll be fine. I don't think you're.
He's not your best thrower.
I don't think he's no.
He's not your number. He's not your number one guy.
But he's not hurting any. You're not going to hurt his feelings.
Well, how about that? You actually show him some confidence for a change, though. I mean, when AJ pulled him,
am I the 80, number one?
How many pitches? 70 some pitches in.
He's just going to bite his nails, whether he pitches first or fourth. Do you really think it bothers him? That much? It must bother him a little bit.
Yeah, when I think it does. Something.
But I don't think being the – I just think it's a – I don't think it's because he had his feelings hurt. Who are you going to pitch? Urquidy's got seven major league starts. Christian Javier pitched 1 year. Odorizzi's never even pitched for you. It's just a respect thing, and you can't make it, Lance.
That's McCullers. What I said. It's a respect thing. That's what
yeah, I don't. But I don't think it's because he said, my feelings are hurt, because I don't think he would have been one ahead of Fromber, do you?
I don't know that, but it might have been. I don't know. He might
maybe.
Have been. Maybe. I don't know. That's interesting because Fromber deserved to be that game one starter. And Fromber probably would have been. Fromber was your game one starter in the postseason. So Fromber, that would have probably would have carried over, I would imagine.
Probably.
But we don't know for sure. If that Oklahoma basketball announcer would have dropped an awe like Renato does when playing male golf or female golf for food.
That's not an
awe. Oh, I think I would have lost it. No, see, that has nothing. Were there any Asians on the court that day?
Well, it's more specific Japanese people,
right?
Players. That's where they're more specific, John. Yeah, let's be clear. It's not about you. Don't do that for Asians.
Yeah,
you do that for Japanese people.
Well, are Japanese Asian?
Yeah, but you don't.
So I do it for Asians.
No, you do it specifically for Japanese people.
Well, right. Were there any Japanese players on the court?
I don't know that. I didn't check the rosters. Oh.
I don't know. All I know is I listened to it, Dell. You were right. It's
ugly. Asked me to play that. I was like, you sure?
Dude, doesn't sound like that's sugar. It sounds like he's got some issues.
But yeah, that's what it sounds like because when he is disoriented, he says things like that.
But we just heard him on the phone.
Yeah.
And he didn't sound anything like that.
He was yelling and screaming out words. It felt like that was actually like an imitation of Tourette's. Mm-mm. Which is different than what he sounded like.
That's mm-hmm. what it seemed like, yes.
It didn't seem like a blurt. It seemed almost like a sentence he put together.
Yeah, it seemed like he was very thoughtful on his... And then afterwards, after saying F and N-bombs, he dropped to F them.
Uh-huh.
And
hope they lost, things of that nature.
It seems like that guy is not going to be announcing a lot of girls' high school basketball.
I don't know
anymore.
If he announces anything ever again. No. At least nothing broadcast.
No, I'm pretty sure he's got a lot of time to eat sugar. He's going to have a lot of time.
Get those levels back up.
Get his levels. Was his sugar high or was his sugar low?
Well, we heard he was a sugar person.
Right.
Yeah. Is that a name that you can call people?
Now, I never heard
sugar
that before.
People?
Well, sugar. He called himself that.
He said, why is this happening with sugar people? And then he wanted
you to really cancel. Diabetics. Didn't he said diabetic?
Yeah, not sugar person. And then why
sugar
did he
babies,
want you to cancel
sugar daddies?
Cancel well, people with Tourette's and arthritis.
Yeah,
like well, when are the arthritis people going to catch?
It seemed like a man deflecting quite a bit.
Yeah,
and if you say diabetics, people can break it down because I even had a caller call and go, "Man, that guy's full of it. I'm diabetic, and I've never done that before." So what you say is, "I'm a sugar person." That's different.
Well, I said, he's a medical miracle. That the medical community, he's going to be a case study forever.
I think he will be.
If he's you suddenly now. Diabetics actually get Tourette's
when they have too much sugar.
I'm not sure.
You know, you remember how there's different strains of coronavirus now? Yeah. There's variants. This could be a diabetes variant.
Okay.
Where it makes you more
get
aggressive.
Tourette's?
It makes you more. Maybe it's a combination.
But why wouldn't he have just said F bleep this? Why did he have to drop an N bomb?
Because
why do
you
have to become racist?
To rap music and subconsciously.
Oh, look at you blaming rap music for everything.
Mm-hmm. But maybe rap music did this.
After the Grammys, you're still blaming rap music for stuff.
He said this.
Ooh, very insensitive.
After Megan Thee Stallion won those awards, you're blaming rap music for some guy saying something inappropriate.
Why is she
I don't know. You're not an ally.
Isn't she just Megan Thee Stallion?
The.
Megan is
the like the Ohio State University.
Well, not even. They're more pretentious than she is. At least she spells her name with two E's. That's the.
The.
They just, that's a the. And they still say the.
Well, but the, she spells it with
two E's.
The.
How does it look like John's with Salt Bay?
It's not me.
That is you.
That is not me. Stop. Everybody stop retweeting it or liking it.
Everybody. Nah, it's your thing now. Don't worry about it.
No. No, no, no,
it's
no.
Now
why
part
are you
of the
doing
culture.
Number one with him?
It's part of the culture now for you, John.
You're part of the Turkish culture? Now you're part of the culture. Meat culture?
I'm a Russian oligarch now. What?
Yes, that's who that is.
Yeah. 10 o'clock, ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.
Got it in.
Oh, damn it. I didn't see that one coming, actually.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and two times the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.